I am Jess, and I'm obsessed with all things nutrition, science, and helping you navigate this information while maintaining a deep sense of peace and empowerment in your body. I'm a registered dietitian who started out with an eating disorder and then fell in love with learning about how God intricately designed our bodies to be resilient and so much more than superficially beautiful. I am now a mama who loves to be healthy, not because of how it makes me look, but because of how it has transformed the energy I can give to my family and my friends. On this show, we hit on real talk around the latest nutrition science and body image resiliency, all while balancing it between grit and grace. Think of this as your weekly audio copy to encourage your empowered eating journey. This is the Fuel Her Awesome Podcast. Well, hey there, friends. Happy Valentine's Day week. There are like two kinds of people in the world, right? There are people that absolutely love it and people probably like my husband who are like, this is a Hallmark holiday made up so we spend more money. But I would say I fall like in the middle. We don't do major things for this holiday, but I do love all like the cute little heartsy things. I'm just that kind of like hearts and rainbows kind of girl. So I love the merch that comes with this holiday. But you know, I was thinking last year, over Valentine's Day, I talked about like the love affair we have for carbohydrates, which is still true. That's something I still believe in. And if you want to tune back in, you could just look at a year ago. But this year, what I wanted to do is actually talk about something that I probably love more these days, and that is protein. Because I'm like sitting here thinking, gosh, if I had to pick a favorite child between protein and carbs, I really don't know which one I would pick. I used to say carbs, but now, after listening to my body's biofeedback after consuming protein, I don't know. I would say like these are my twin kids that I just love the most, carbs and protein. You guys both need to exist in my life. So I want to talk today about protein. And if you guys have been tuning into the show, I talk a lot about this. Y'all know I'm a protein princess, but hoping today that you can learn a few different things as we talk about the different types of protein, the different types of protein powders, and how it might impact us as a female, how our hormones impact our protein breakdown. And just super excited that you're here today. Also, I just have to tell you guys, I'm currently recording this podcast in the park. So if you hear birds in the background, that's what's happening here. My house, I absolutely love our house and I have a great office and recording studio. I actually just redid it. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw my new couch and picture. I love it. However, there is one thing about our house that is unmodifiable, and it is that it is so noisy. So we are in a house right now with dogs and little boys and quite frankly, my husband too. I mean, I always laugh like when he washes dishes downstairs, I can hear it upstairs. And yeah, so anyways, I decided I'm like, I gotta get out of here. So I'm recording at the park. It's a beautiful day. It's like that week here in New Mexico where like the weather says we're gonna be spring for a week and I'm sure it's gonna snow tomorrow. So hope you enjoy the birds in the background. All right, let's set the stage for protein, why it's so important. I think most of us feel like safe adding more protein. We know we probably need more, but let's talk about why we need more. There is something called sarcopenia, and this is just the natural decline in our body's ability to absorb, digest, and process protein. I almost said carbohydrate. I guess I still do love carbs. I love you, carbs. It's our body changing as we age. When we were in our teens and early 20s, we could take like a dose of protein, like 6 to 10 grams of protein, and that in and of itself would trigger the protein repair process or the protein synthesis process, where our body takes the protein from food, puts it through something called transamination, breaking it down into amino acids and turning it into muscle. This is really important because our muscle is in this constant cyclic state of breakdown, build up. And so we need a steady flow of amino acids or protein available to us in our body. So when we're younger, like just a small dose of protein can trigger that process and be the amount of amino acids we need to keep it going. As we get older, we actually need a larger dose to trigger that muscle repair process. We need 20 upwards of 30 and 40 grams at one time to get that going. And this is something that I see in so many of the women I work with. we just don't get enough protein. And honestly, like, this was a huge reason why I wanted to shift to empowered eating, because while intuitive eating was serving me really, really well, one of the things my body was telling me was that I wasn't feeling strong and I wasn't feeling energetic. And when I actually looked at my nutrition, I wasn't intuitively eating enough protein. So I had to actually get in there, learn about where I can find it in the diet, how I can consume it so that I could hit the amount my body needs to give me the biofeedback I want to feel stronger and to have more energy. So that's reason number one as to why we need more protein. We just have this natural decline in how we process it. So we need larger doses. Reason number two is that we as females, because we have hormone fluctuations, we have estrogen that peaks, progesterone that peaks about 14 days before our period and then dramatically drops, and we can all feel that. Because we have these ebbs and flows of some of those hormones, it impacts how we process and absorb protein. So protein processing changes about 14 days or 7 to 14 days before we start our period. So this is right after ovulation. This is our PMS week. This is when progesterone and estrogen actually peak. And the thing is, progesterone breaks down protein to provide as amino acids as building blocks for our uterine lining. And so we actually need slightly higher doses of protein during this time to help mitigate some of those effects and maintain our muscle mass. So that week before our period, there's a lot happening. We need a little bit more carb. We need a little bit more protein. And then thinking beyond just like the 30 say, or 24 to 38, however many days your cycle is, beyond just that cycle, if we're looking at the entire female cycle from peri to postmenopausal years, our sex hormones are fluctuating like crazy during that time, and they tend to start to decline. So we lose the anabolic or muscle-making stimulus that estrogen helps to provide, meaning we need a little bit more protein to counteract that decline in hormone that we experience. So as a female in particular, having enough protein is super important. And we know this, putting it into action is a whole other story. And I get it. I recently worked with a client and we were working on upping her protein status. And she messaged me and said, when does this stop feeling like a full-time job? And it can feel like that at first. But here's the really cool thing about implementing the empowered eating method when we're working to up our protein. When we're tuning into our biofeedback, we're looking for signs that our body is saying, yes, you're on the right track. And that increases our internal motivation, our internal drive to continue doing what we're doing. And so in the case of protein, what I love about this is when I help women start hitting their protein or even just upping it to a higher percentage, the biofeedback is like within days. I mean, people feel better within days of upping their protein. It's such a solid return on investment of your energy in this case. So the why is really important, but the really cool thing is that the biofeedback and the drive to continue is so strongly built into this that doing it continually, it does not feel like a full-time job for very long. But I want to talk a little bit about how we can add this in, how we can add in discipline and intentionality without getting obsessive about it. Because I also don't want you guys on the weekends freaking out because you don't have your protein shake in your car. You know, like, your body will be okay if you don't hit it every day of the week. So first thing is that we need to accept that we are not going to get it right all the time. We're going to go on vacation. We'll have a week where we run low or out of protein options, as was the case in my week this week. We actually just got back from a really awesome vacation. We went to Salt Lake City. We had never been. It was a total blessing of a trip. We called it a heaven hug because we ended up getting like free tickets. Just this whole crazy awesome thing happened. So anyways, we go. We leave on Thursday morning at 6 a.m. and don't get back till Sunday at 9 p.m. Such a blessing. But I roll into Monday all stressed out because the laundry's not done. Our house is an absolute disaster and we have very little food. So you better believe, like, oh, and let me add a little more to this. My husband started working another job. He is an instructor for law enforcement. And so he started actually teaching at other facilities. I'm so proud of him. He's doing awesome things. So anyways, the week was just crazy. We were coming off a high action-packed weekend into a week with like falling behind already. These weeks are going to happen. I remember like come Tuesday, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have any protein. I don't have any food. I have no clean socks. And I thought, my life is a mess. I had to take a breath and go, Jess, your life is not a mess. your life is not falling apart. Actually, your life is really, really fun, which is why it's a mess right now. So I had to reframe it. But I think it's important to know that when we start adding in these empowered eating tools, like there are going to be things that happen that throw us off. Vacations, people are getting sick, like we're going to get sick and we don't want to eat another piece of chicken. Like we'd rather eat dirt than eat chicken when we're sick. Here's where we trust our body. And this is why I know you can trust your body. You can trust your body because when you take care of your body will in turn take care of you when things are a little bit off. It is a beautiful relationship with your body that you have when we're operating in empowered eating. It's no longer this, I need to control it. You know, I have to do everything perfectly. It's about doing the best you can with what you have and trusting your body that it can, it's not so fragile that it's gonna just break down if you don't hit your protein on the weekend. You will be okay. If you can hit your protein targets 70 to 80% of the time, and what that equates to is during the majority of the week or most of the week and one day on the weekend, your body can take care of you the time you don't hit it. This is where grace comes in. One of the things that helps me is recognizing that my body operates on a 72-hour clock instead of a 24-hour clock. So in other words, these protein targets, while yes, I'm going to do the best I can to show up every day and get adequate protein throughout the day. If I don't, guess what? I could have some extra the next day and it will be just fine. And just in case you're not quite there yet, like if you're in a season where you don't quite trust your body, I just want to lend you some faith in your body right now. I want you to know that I have seen this over and over and over again. People who hit their protein targets 70-ish percent of the time get the same results as those who hit it 95% of the time. Now, I can't say it's the same if you're hitting it 100% of the time, but what I can say about the people that hit it like 100% of the time, chances are either they're living in a vacuum or maybe some other things are off in their life. In other words, like they don't have a lot of the flexibility that is required because none of us, well, I don't know, maybe you're a celebrity and you've got a personal chef creating and tallying all your protein for you and preparing. If that's you, awesome, like more power to you. But most of us don't have that. And that's okay because we can still feel stronger in our body. We can still provide our body with what it needs, hitting these goals about 70% of the time. Let's take a couple examples. So I'm working with a mama right now. She's a working mom and just does not have the capacity to log her food, meal prep every day. So we talked about just some simple ways to add in like some snacks that have higher proteins and how to appropriately portion her protein when she does have it in front of her. So no tracking, we're not looking at numbers. And within just a week, she was able to feel more energy in her workouts and she felt more confident when she pulled on and zipped up her pants. And you know, that's what I'm going for. Y'all know I'm not a scale person, but I definitely want you feeling confident when you zip up your pants. So she was able to feel that without tracking, without looking at numbers, just a little discussion around portion sizes and some intentionality behind having snacks that have some protein in it. Amazing. Let's take a more maybe targeted example. I'm working with an athlete. She's a runner. And we actually did an inventory of her protein. So she logged her food for me. We got a number of where she's at and then looked to increase it closer to her target. So came up with some specific meals and snacks. And she followed through with that. I would say like 4 to 5 days out of the week, she was able to adhere to what we had talked about. And then we rechecked her body fat percentage because we were actually looking to change that for her for some of the goals she had. And it was incredible. She hit her goals within just a few weeks, hitting it 4 to 5 days a week. So again, like just borrow from some of my faith. I've seen it over and over. I've lived it. And if you're not quite there yet, borrow it from me until you can feel it for yourself. When you do the best you can here and you put in a little intentionality, it goes a really, really long way and you don't have to be perfect with this. So that's how we're going to dial up the discipline without becoming obsessive. Now, I love talking about this topic of discipline versus obsession or discipline versus rigidity. But one of the questions I had from some listeners was like, when do I need to dial up the discipline? So in the case of protein, I would say we need to put more and discipline, even saying it here, I mean, I feel really comfortable with the word, but if you're coming off a history of obsession about food, it can feel really intimidating. So for this next part of the conversation, I'm just going to use the language intentionality. So when do you know you need to dial up the intentionality when it comes to more protein? I would say when you know you're coming off an imbalance. For me, the big time I knew I needed to focus more on hitting my protein was after I had my first son. I just felt terrible. I did not feel good. My energy was low. And part of that was just the season of life. But the other part of it was I was not taking care of my health. I was not eating intentionally. I was maybe getting 30 grams of protein in a day when I had chicken for dinner. But the rest of the time, I was flying by the seat of my pants, eating whatever snacks I could. And I get it. Like, you got to do what you got to do. I've been there and I had to do that for a season. And I knew I didn't want to stay there. So that was a time I wanted to dial up the intentionality. Some other times might be like if you are trying to heal your relationship with food. Maybe you struggle with eating enough or overeating. That would be a time to take a look and do that with someone that feels comfortable and safe to talk about it with. Another time would be when you're like motivated. You have a mission that you are on. Maybe it's in the gym. Maybe it's to feel a certain way in your body, but you are on a mission. You have a specific goal. We clearly need to dial up the intentionality if you're going to reach the goal that you're after. But if you're not, it's okay too. Like, I just want to say this, like, this is why I love empowered eating, because you figure out why you want to hit a certain goal and then you set the goal. You don't set the goal and then just do it. No, we figure out what's important to you, why this change or this health goal is important to you, how it amplifies you living out your values, and then we move forward. That changes everything, everything. Okay, let's do a little summary of what we've been talking about and where we're going next. So we have covered why it's so important to be intentional with our protein, or at least know where we're at so that we can understand our body's biofeedback. We've talked about how it has an impact on our body, how our hormones impact how we process and how we need different amounts of protein, and how to be intentional without getting too obsessive about it, about how we can put the goal on there to have more protein while also knowing it's okay when we don't get it on Saturday because we have our kids' soccer game or whatever's going on in your world. Now, I want to talk about what to do next. Like, what do we do with this information? How do we start actually hitting these protein goals? So I have to share with you this new tool I've started using. I'm so stoked about it. I'm now conducting hair mineral test analyses on clients, and it's an incredibly powerful way for us to figure out what your internal nutritional status is. So the thing about your internal nutrition environment is that it's really, really tricky to measure. Like, if we take your blood, we're getting essentially a snapshot of what's happening in your body at that moment in time. So for example, if you go get your blood sugar tested, you're getting what your blood sugar is at that moment in time. We don't really know what it's doing over the course of the entire day, unless you have other tools that you're using. But for the purposes of drawing blood, you just can't see it. With the hair mineral test analysis, what it does is as your hair grows, it's exposed to your internal nutrient status. And as it comes out of your head, it begins to harden. And so it locks in that exposure to those nutrients. So we get more of like a live action reel of what's happening with your nutrition inside your body, as opposed to just that snapshot in time. And what I found in using these tests with clients is that it's really telling us whether or not clients are getting enough protein. It's telling us that by assessing their mineral status, because that's going to be directly related to what's happening metabolically. I've really enjoyed using this test because it gives us hard data and it's a form of measurable biofeedback to assess nutrient status. So y'all know I'm all about the biofeedback. I don't want to talk much about weight. I think that's a very small piece of the puzzle, although I know some of you are working through things with that, but I that's one piece of the puzzle. There's so many other pieces. But our nutrient status is another one. So I think of it like if diet is what we consume, nutrition is what we obtain. And using this hair mineral test analysis helps me understand what's happening internally from a nutrition aspect. What are you absorbing? How are you processing these micronutrients? And what do we need to do differently to get you feeling better, to get you the biofeedback that you are wanting. I just reviewed results with a client this morning, and it was really cool because we had done her food analysis, and one of the first things was protein. Like most of us, you're not alone, friend. I just want you to know that. We had already started working on upping her protein. So then we conducted the hair mineral test analysis, and we got the information back, and it confirmed what we already knew, but it was really validating for her to see it in this format and know that she is on the right track. And then we'll test it again in about 3 months to see if what we have been doing has changed her internal nutrient status. Isn't that cool? It's so cool. So if you're interested in that at all, I've provided the link and info in the show notes. You can check it out or feel free to book a discovery call with me. I'd love to explain it more to you and how it works. So if you're thinking, okay, how do I get more protein, Jess? What do I do? Here are some ideas I want to run by you. Number one is looking to hit at least 30 grams of protein. If you've listened to this show before, you probably have heard me say 20s, and I know that, but I'm changing it to 30, and here's why. There have been recent studies that show that women, especially as we move past age 40, we need an even higher dose, and we need doses of protein that provide a specific amino acid called leucine. Leucine is an amino acid that is the trigger in the muscle repair process or the muscle synthesis process. It is like the one that opens the door for the rest of the amino acids to go in and do what we want it to do. We're going to find leucine in proteins like lentils, chicken, peanuts, cottage cheese, dairy products, beef, salmon. You'll find a lot of it in whey protein. You guys know I'm a big fan of protein shakes, specifically Polar Joe. Just got to give a shout out to my favorite protein powder, Polar Joe. If you haven't tried it already, you can always grab their $1 deal. You can just order one of their sample packs for $1. It is high quality New Zealand whey protein powder mixed with my favorite coffee. You mix those together for an awesome afternoon delight, if you ask me. And if coffee's not your jam, they also have matcha green tea. They call it pro-tea, get it? Like P-R-O-T-E-A. Isn't that cute? So I'll have the links in the show notes there. You can grab that $1 deal, or you can also enter Fuel Her Awesome for a 10% discount. So when we add in protein, we want to hit one, that 30 gram dose, and two, look for sources that provide a high amount of leucine. I recently had a listener message me asking me about collagen protein. So since we're talking about protein powders, I thought let's just do it right here. And she asked, like, what's the deal with collagen? Is it something I should be taking? Does it matter where it comes from? So here's the deal with collagen. It is an awesome source. It's going to provide a slightly different amino acid makeup than whey protein. So how I think of it is like whey protein is awesome post-workout. Collagen protein is awesome as like a supplement to your meal or a snack. One of the claims to fame that collagen has is that it helps with hair growth and reducing thinning or loss. This actually hasn't been proven in science yet. I mean, maybe it will be. But one of the things it has been shown to do is boost our collagen boosting micronutrients. So it actually boosts the production of A, C, E, and zinc, which improved skin elasticity and structure. And this was a specific study on women age 40 to 60. Like, hello, we checked that box. And I'm so happy to add things that boost my skin elasticity. Like, yes, sign me up for that. The second part of her question was, what type of collagen do I need? And does it matter which type? So to understand this, we've got to understand the different roles of the different types of collagen in our body, because there are different types. So the main types that you're going to see in supplements are type 1, 2, and 3, where type 2 is going to be associated with like joints and cartilage. Types 1 and 3 are more associated with your skin, tendons, and ligaments. When we look at supplements, there are two different types of molecules that we'll see. We'll see the native collagen, which is the full collagen molecule, and we also see the collagen peptides, which are the peptides that have been broken down into smaller fractions so that they can be absorbed through the gut. So how the native collagen molecules work is it's not actually absorbed through the gut, but it triggers this immune response that reduces the degradation of your tissues. The smaller peptides are actually absorbed in the gut, and this is going to be like the hydrolyzed collagen. When you're looking to buy collagen supplements, you got to first ask why you're buying it. Like, what are you looking for? One, if it's hair stuff, we don't know if that actually works. So you're better off just putting coconut oil on your hair. We know that works. That's been scientifically proven. If you rub coconut oil on the ends of your hair, it helps decrease breakage. So do that instead. But if you're looking to prevent cartilage breakdown, you would do best to have that native type 2 collagen or the type 2 peptides, because that's going to trigger your body's immune response to build up more collagen internally. If you want to actually provide building blocks for collagen, like in your ligaments and tendons, doing a type 1 and 3 peptide supplement is going to be your best bet. I have a lot of people that just do a combo, like they'll get the native collagen plus some of the peptides. That way you just cover it all. One of the things to keep in mind when you are supplementing with collagen, it takes about 6 months for a maximum effect. So this is not one that you're going to feel with like general protein biofeedback. You're not going to feel a difference in your skin or your ligaments within a week, but you will feel it over about 6 months time. Oh, that was a lot of protein information. This is what happens when you give me a mic and ask me to talk about protein. I'm like, let's do it. Let's dive into all the details. Love me some protein. Hopefully you feel a little more excited to eat it as well, knowing that it's doing amazing things in your body. Your body is telling you, yes, we love it. Listen to how your body is responding to the different types of protein that you're consuming, the different amounts. I guarantee it, you will hear your body's biofeedback with this one, which is why I have absolutely fallen in love with it. My friend, thank you so much for being here today. I hope you have a protein-packed, awesome day. Until I see you next Monday, cheers and happy eating. Gosh, I'm so glad you joined me today. If today encouraged you, would you take a minute and encourage me by leaving a review for the show? I read every single one of these reviews, and your words, they mean so much to me. This podcast is here to support you weekly, but it only scratches the surface. To learn more on how you can become an empowered eater, snag my free workshop, How to Eat Intuitively and Hit Your Goals Without Obsessing Over Food, at jessbrownrd.com. Don't forget to join me right here next Monday, where I cannot wait to fuel your awesome. Cheers, my sweet friend, and happy eating. Thank you.